after the news.
BBC News with Nick Kelly. The World Health Organization says the first confirmed Ebola patient in Mali traveled by bus throughout the country while showing symptoms of the disease. The WHO said the girl, aged 2, was bleeding through the nose and may have infected many other people. BBC Africa's health correspondent Anne Soy has this report.
The child's grandmother had gone to Guinea to attend a funeral, believed to be of the toddler's mother who had been displaying symptoms of Ebola. The elderly woman then took the child with her back to Mali 5 days ago. The long journey took them to the capital, Bamako, then to the western region of Kai, where the little girl's condition deteriorated. She had a nosebleed and blood in her stool. It then took 3 days to get results for the Ebola test. More than 40 people, including 10 health workers, are now in quarantine in Kai. But attempts to trace people who may have come into close contact with the patient while in transit could prove challenging.
News just in, the authorities in Mali have said that the 2-year-old girl, who had been confirmed as the country's first Ebola patient, has died. The news was announced on Malian television and was confirmed to the BBC by the director of a hospital where she was being treated. A car bomb in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula has killed at least 31 soldiers. Egyptian security forces said more than 20 others were wounded when the bomb hit an army checkpoint. In a separate attack, gunmen are reported to have killed 3 more members of the security forces at another checkpoint in Sinai.
Egypt is in mourning, with state television carrying black ribbons on screen after the latest heavy losses in the lawless Sinai Peninsula. Communications with the area have been cut, and helicopters and special forces are searching for militant hideouts. That's nothing new. For more than a year, the army has been engaged in a large-scale offensive against insurgents there, but has been unable to contain the violence. Militant attacks spiraled after the military ousted the Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, in July of last year.
Police in the U.S. state of Washington say a student has opened fire at a high school near Seattle, killing at least another student before taking his own life. Peter Bowes has the details.
The shooting happened at the Marysville Pilchuck High School, which is about 30 miles north of Seattle. A student is believed to have opened fire in the school's cafeteria before killing himself. 3 people are in a critical condition in a local hospital. A number of others were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The school remains in lockdown as the police search the building room by room to make sure it's safe. No details have been revealed about the gunman or the person who was killed. In social media, many students have described chaotic scenes as the events unfolded.
World news from the BBC. The United States says it has carried out 6 airstrikes in and around the Syrian town of Kobani in the past 2 days to help Kurdish fighters battling Islamic State militants. The airstrikes have enabled the Kurds to retake a strategic hill near Kobani, which IS had taken control of earlier this week. The Turkish government says hundreds of Syrian rebel fighters are preparing to reinforce the Kurds defending Kobani. The United States is investigating a report that Islamic State militants used poison gas against Iraqi police officers last month. The Washington Post newspaper said on Friday that the officers had been rushed to hospital suffering from dizziness, vomiting and shortage of breath, symptoms consistent with chlorine poisoning. Iraqi forces have reported 2 similar attacks. A computer scientist in the United States has broken the world altitude record for a free-fall parachute jump that was set 2 years ago. Alan Eustace, a senior vice president at Google, jumped from a massive helium balloon more than 40 kilometers above the Earth. From Los Angeles, David Willis reports.
Wearing a specially designed spacesuit, Alan Eustace was lifted off an abandoned airport runway in New Mexico at dawn by a balloon filled with helium. Over the course of the next 2 hours, the balloon ascended to a height of more than 40 kilometers above the Earth. Then came time to cut himself loose. Descent was rather more rapid, 15 minutes from start to finish, at times clocking speeds of more than 1,300 kilometers per hour, setting off a small sonic boom in the process as he passed the speed of sound.
Finally, Israeli soldiers have shot dead a Palestinian teenager during clashes in the West Bank. The army said he was shot after he threw a petrol bomb at traffic on a road in the area. Earlier, Israeli security forces clashed with Palestinian demonstrators in East Jerusalem after Friday prayers. BBC News.